Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back, everybody. How are you guys doing?
It's been a minute.
What a beautiful day of the week that we will not mention the day of for whatever reason.
We're not going to mention it Saturday.
No, we won't mention
we
it
We never
Saturday.
Mention it Saturday.
Never.
June.
No, don't say the date because then no, it's going to throw it off. No, no.
It's not the 11th, guys. All right?
Definitely not the 11th.
Damn, this mic stand sucks.
Dude, there's another little mic holder. Just mute your mic.
No, I think I got it.
You're just like barely holding it together, man.
I had to get a Viagra in order for it. Look at it. And it's not even working.
This is some Castaway stuff right here, bro.
No, it's all good. You can hear me though, good, right?
Yeah, I think.
We're on Wisdom?
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome to the episode, as we said before. So this is an episode that's also broadcasted on Wisdom. We try to record them weekly. Sometimes we hit, sometimes we miss. But today we hit.
Mostly it's a miss.
Sometimes it miss. So we have the air conditioning working in the studio.
Freaking finally. And literally all it just took was one guy to come over here and like just flip the switch.
You know what that means, right? Life's hardest problems are usually a switch away. Not like the gaming console.
Uh-oh. You didn't hear that.
Nobody heard that. Okay. So we have a few things to talk about. First of all, I want to say thank you guys for keep supporting the podcast by listening. And I hope if you guys have questions or thoughts and you want to share those, please hit up the email link in the description of this episode if you're listening to it live.
And the guy that keeps on sending me the $5 for me to send him pictures, I'm not going to do it, but check your inbox. All right, you haven't replied back.
I need validation. Tell me if I'm doing it right. Dude.
Just let me know that you got them.
Oh, man. Okay, so you know how much I love YouTube, right? I think everybody knows.
Yep.
All right, so I keep finding different channels, educational channels, of course. One, Mr. More Plates, More Dates, and The Doc. The Dr. Disrespect, right? He's very popular.
Okay, so it's funny, though, because like I didn't know that you listen to Derek.
Of course I do, dude.
That, which, I mean, I kind of would understand, but like it's just that his videos are so long and like most, well, then again, I'm talking to you. Never mind. You know what? It makes total sense that you watch him.
Yeah, well.
If you guys don't know who More Plates, More Dates is.
We'll have him on eventually.
Right, if only.
We will.
His name is Derek and he basically talks about like the fitness industry, steroid use, what supplements. He has his own supplement company out there, which right now I kind of bought some stuff that I'm not going to go into, maybe.
All in the process of bettering oneself physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Oh, damn it. Somebody's listening. You didn't hear that. No, just kidding.
You probably
No, but it's yeah, so it's when you told me that you also listen to him. I mean, it makes sense that you listen to him, but it's so cool like how educational he is and like basically you know like how he this mic stand is gonna piss me off. Well, you know what? You go ahead and talk. I'm gonna switch this thing.
Okay, I told you earlier on. Okay, so
You know what it is? You know what? Okay, no, go ahead.
You can tighten it or what?
The little, yeah, you can, but I don't.
You don't have tools.
Yeah, I don't have tools.
If you have hands, you have tools.
Right. Okay.
Don't limit yourself.
Muting myself in 3, 2, 1.
All right. So as we continue. Oh, yeah.
I'm a ghost.
Definitely not. Okay. So as we were mentioning, there's a lot of things that we can do to improve oneself, right? I like finding people that are charismatic, which are kind of dangerous. If you read the Dune books, which we won't get into, Dune kind of teaches us that we should be scared or at least cautious of a Messiah type of person, a person with the Messiah complex, right? Somebody who's very charismatic, someone who's says to have all the answers, right? Because no one has all the answers, but that's one. Man, that was quick, man. Good job.
I'm very quick. You should ask my girlfriend.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you run that fast, but okay.
No, I actually do. My mile is like 17 minutes.
Jesus, dude. Okay. All right. So back to the idea. So improving oneself. Derek from More Plates, More Dates, as crazy and maybe inappropriate as that sounds, all he is a person that collects stories of super enhancers, super enhancement.
So he basically has like
he's steroids.
It's like yeah, it basically he talks about like people from like the fitness industry, the movie industry,
the good and the bad. He tries to educate.
Like the most recent one I was watching, actually, it was the one with Henry Cavill. Yeah, I was watching his episode on him, and basically his stack.
The Jason Momoa one was crazy. Anyways, keep going.
Does he have a Jason Momoa one?
Yeah, dude.
I haven't seen that one yet. But then he has the other one. That one was like 6 months ago. The most recent one I think he's done of a celebrity is probably Chris Hemsworth and like how unrealistic his body is and like just to try to maintain. Yeah. If you guys just look him up. More Plates, More Dates, and look at those shoulders. Holy shit, I want
those.
No,
but it's also true because when you people, I think it's unfortunate that you people think that just eating broccoli and chicken, which is a big help changing your diet, calories in, calories out. And of course, you can have thyroid problems and all these sort of things. But at the end of the day, you can't
the most basic science. Yeah, the most basic fundamental for losing weight or anything, gaining weight, calories in, calories out.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So that being said,
unless you do have the other, you know, like you said, issues where you so for whatever reason can't lose weight or can't gain it.
It's crazy how somebody like Chris Pratt and others are they go from chubby to like a year, 2 year transformation. And now they're stacked with 40 pounds of muscle. I don't know if most people might not know the fact that you can't really gain that within a 2 years time frame.
You can gain newbie gains.
Yeah, which like maybe like, 10, maybe 5 to 10 pounds. That's believable. But even then.
And those are pretty fast too. You can gain them fast. If you're a skinny person, relatively skinny and like kind of fit, if you start working out right now, you will see the gains fast.
Yeah, it just depends on the body type. But there's a lot of science there. The idea is, again, you can't make crazy transformations without some kind of supplement. Supplemental
after
health.
After you hit your plateau, your peak that your normal genetics can go up to, like that's when you start supplementing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of proof though. I recommend looking through some of the videos there. You might not agree, you might agree, you might just be informed, or you might just learn something new or a new perspective. At least in the meantime, it's super useful to have that information, because then you get more, you get a better understanding of how Hollywood does these crazy transformations. And then they claim that it was like, oh, we worked out 6 to 8 days a week and we ate 7 times a day. I'm like, okay. But and then, then your body can't. Yeah.
And then nobody wants to admit the fact that they're on performance enhancers.
Yeah. Which, again, if you want the best performance, you would want to find ways to. Right.
I mean,
want to be able to heal.
Look at Channing Tatum. All right, he recently went on a show, and he it was a talk show, and he literally said that he hates being fit, like the fit, quote unquote, as in for movies. He says that it's unrealistic. It takes too much of him. He says he hates being on a diet. Right. He says that it's unrealistic to have that standard that Hollywood puts on people. You know, it's just like it's so unrealistic, because you basically got to be to have visible abs. You have to have, depending on male or female, you have to have a certain percentage of a body fat in
15
order
or less is usually when it starts showing.
Right,
but
exactly.
10 is really
right, exactly. You know, and especially to have the Hollywood abs, you know, you have to have like at least the 10. You know, and that is so unhealthy. It is very. It's so unhealthy to have. You know,
it does look great though.
Yeah, it's so unhealthy to be, you know, veiny and like looking that good all the time, because your body needs to have a certain percentage of fat, you know, in order for it to keep on functioning. Yeah. But yeah, he goes into all that right there, talking about.
By the way, if you start taking those kind of proteins, you let me know. I'm doing my research on some other stuff.
All right. No,
we have these cameras on Twitch when we start doing our podcast there.
You're gonna be on so much. You're
so
just gonna
unhealthy.
Be on, you're gonna be just basically the Hulk.
Hey man, we all have dreams, right? You want to look like a duck, and I want to look like Batman. Everybody wants to look like something. All right?
I want to look like a goose.
Some people look at the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I want
and go,
that
like,
long, beautiful neck.
That's a happy person. I want to be that. Everyone's different, man. I don't try to judge you. You do your thing. I mean, I'll judge you, but I don't try not to. I'll try not to. You know why? Because that's what humans do. That's what we do.
Is that why whenever I walk, I just see you with a scoreboard and just numbers?
You know, that was 32 steps. Like, well, my Apple Watch said, I'm like, oh, it's wrong. All right? It's wrong.
I counted.
All right? But that happens. So on Request to Learn More, I've been subscribed to him for a while, and I really like the video. I didn't know that you subscribed to him, too. I guess it makes sense now that I think about it, too. But, you know. I didn't think because he talks a lot. That's why I was like, you probably lose your interest. Like, after
actually, like, so there's some videos that do pique my interest, and there's some that like just I'm like whatever. So I skip some a lot, but like the when he does his Tyler One,
dude, that video was funny, dude. Because Derek couldn't keep it together, he kept laughing.
I might have seen him, but the ones I love watching
Trend
are like
the movie.
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh my
god! No, but the ones I love watching is like when he does like the Liver King. You know,
so fake, dude. I hate that. Dude, look, I think people would have more respect, even if they get offended. Why not just be honest? Why not just say the truth? This guy says that he maintains his gains by eating nothing but liver and meat. I'm like, bro, and a little bit of Trend, right? A little bit.
Right.
D-ball,
I mean, look how tight your skin is, and you're gonna tell me you're all natural.
Yeah.
Look at how red you are, and you know, you're gonna say that's just from liver.
Look at
raw
the back
liver.
Knee, the back knee, and the gyno, and your liver king. Popovich's liver.
Right.
Hey, whatever, man. Whatever floats your boat at the end
of
the day.
Yeah, no,
you want to lie to yourself, because that's your ego.
But
I mean, I have a delicate
ego. But if you
notice,
most people that are on all this right here, they sell supplements. And they have a clothing line. They have all this, you know. So obviously, what are you going to like? What are you, if you're. if you're a supplement guy, right, and you're selling supplements, who are you going to buy the supplements off of? Some dude with a six pack or some guy with a gut?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, that plays into what decision you make for sure.
For instance, yeah, like exactly. And that's basically how everything is. You know, like if you look at like clothing stores, you know, obviously they use models for that reason because you're like, oh, I'm going to look like this guy right here. Just forget about the spare tire I have on me.
I'm aware of the audience here on this platform. So I have to admit, not all of it is great. Obviously, right? There is some body positivity that you need to have to some degree, but you also have to be realistic.
I mean, you can love yourself. Go for it, you know, but just don't tell me that you're 600 pounds and you're healthy. It's true. Like,
you're,
it's just,
I mean, you're not wrong.
Because it's very true. Like, I get it.
High cholesterol is not a sign.
Body positivity, all this and all that, you know, like.
I mean, you can be 600 pounds as long as you're like 7'2", right? There's.
I mean, okay, like, I'm talking about, like, a 5'5" person.
Oh, you're talking about BMI, then.
Yeah, you know, like, whatever, like.
Body mass index.
Yeah, like. No, exactly. You know, like, you can, that's fine. If you're, you know, you can be happy with yourself. You can be in a good state of your life.
You should
know,
be happy with yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
But you should also strive to make constant improvements.
Right, exactly. You know, like, it's just that, like, it's just, I don't like how everybody glorifies, you know, that you're healthy at every body type. You're not.
You have to find inner peace and happiness, but you also have to be aware of the reality of things around you, right? You have to be.
And we're talking as people that aren't like, we are not fit either. You know, like,
wait a minute. Whoa. Speak for yourself. Don't you post.
No, you fit everywhere. That's a different story.
That's true.
All right. No, like me, like.
But I mean, that's why we're on this platform. Everyone is, because everyone's trying to improve themselves mentally, spiritually, physically. This is why this wisdom app exists in the first place, because people want to search for information that makes them better, unless you're one of those few people that want to be on here to debate. That's a different thing. But either way, if you want to get better at debating, probably, right? You want to improve who you are and how you work and how you think. That's the whole point of this type of an application or platform. For those listening on Spotify or iTunes or something, you get the idea what we're trying to say.
So real quick, I know you work out, right?
Yeah.
So like, what supplements are the ones that you take, like, for working out?
I will never say all of them here, but
you don't have to say all of them, but just like the majority of the ones that you use.
Disclaimer: I am not a dietitian. I am not going to recommend anything to you. This is just what I do. This is for educational purposes. Okay, so the red ginseng is tremendous for blood flow. Great for like having more endurance when you're working out and just doing overall activities. It's really good. I take my multivitamins. I do clean vitamins. They're like, you know, for athletes or whatever. They're really good stacked. They're clean and they don't really have any like extra sugars or anything, you know, that could potentially add to your negatively affect your diet or whatever. There is some multivitamins that have sugar if you pay attention to the label.
Do you take pre-workout?
I used to. I haven't in a while. I really try to stay away from caffeine in general, and I try to stay away from. I used to be a big fan of what's it called? Oh my God. For heavy lifting, it's called powder. It's a white powder. Usually for pre-workout. It swells you up. It retains water. Oh my God. What is it called?
Is it creatine?
Creatine.
Yeah, it's creatine.
Yeah. Okay, it's good if you're a smaller person. If you're a big person, you really probably, I mean, again, I'm not a dietitian. I don't know. I don't have enough research, but from my understanding, I don't think it's a good idea because it does retain water. It's like little sponges that eventually crystallize within your body. And the whole point of it is that once your body heats up or gets hot to a certain degree, I don't remember what the science is, but it will trigger your body's dispersal of those crystals or those little pieces of creatine that are in your bloodstream, and that it retains water, so it's like squeezing a sponge. It's retaining blood, so when you squeeze it, blood triggers right to your area so you can keep going, so you can do more stacks.
Yep.
You can do heavier lifting as well. I've heard that if you take it, and again, that's part of the reason why I have done research, so I just took that word for it from different people, that if you take too much of it, it ends up creating kidney stones, creating like those, they're little rocks. So they end up like, they can clog up, you know, bloodstreams in different parts. So I steer clear of it because I don't really need that extra push anyways.
Right.
Because, you know, I have enough reserve energy, wink, in my fat. So that's what helps me. I don't have to do that. And I try to like,
pretty clean. Do you supplement with proteins or no?
Natural proteins, and I have some protein powder from Athletic Pea, which is just like pea protein, which is not the best protein, but it has no sugar, and I like that. I don't want sugary like
right
because you don't need that. We don't need that.
So this is like when you work out, like this is basically like some like other than the creatine and now not the pre-workout anymore. Like this is basically what we take
mostly vitamins, stuff like that. Yeah, I do want to eventually do some research and take some blood work so I can see where I'm at really. Realistically and scientifically, and also see if I qualify for TRT.
Because so I know, like, cause I also wanted to try the blood work too, yeah. as well. You know, because like it's always good knowing where you're at, where yeah. your levels are on this, because like it also plays into your genetics, right? Yes. You know, like yeah. there's people like
for predispositions, instance, yeah, to, like diseases,
yeah, that right there, and then like, and also then it's also genetically, it'll show you what you can realistically obtain. Because I mean, look at The Rock. The Rock is a massive ass dude, right? But he has no abs because genetically him, and if you look at his father too, like they really don't have like the
but realistically
Hollywood six pack abs.
He could get those, but he'd have to shrink down. He'd have to take a whole different stack. That would probably be,
but like, it wouldn't, but it's not like, it's not abs, like right, it's right. you can't, it's, oh, not like the ideal, it's not the ideal style, you know, just like there's some people that are like, you know, like are gonna have bigger arms than another person. There's some people that have like, yeah, just yeah. naturally you have a bigger
predisposition
back.
Yeah. to growing a part of your body more than another, but it doesn't mean that you can't grow it. For men, at least, I don't know about women, but for men, for sure, you can grow a chest just like the other guy, but it'll take you longer because he has a predisposition to being able to grow it faster.
Yeah, exactly. And then also the, like, you know, like
The legs is what I worked on. Calves, I had no calves, and now I have like gigantic calves, but they're not cut. So now I need to work on
this.
This
is why you wear shorts all the time.
Absolutely.
And this is why you keep on cutting your jeans into shorts. I mean, you do a good job.
That's not the reason why. But that guy, okay.
You do a good job. Like you show, I think you show the right amount of cheek to coverage, you know, like especially now that it's getting hotter.
It's like I'm at a Kentucky Derby, huh? It's just like I'm one of those people. Just like
why do I just imagine you like as in Joe Dirt, but you know, like how you're like,
don't imagine it. Don't.
I know, it's a scary thought.
Just boots and a cowboy hat, and you know what I'm doing.
Right? Because me, when I used to work out a lot, I used to always take protein. No, sorry. I used to always take creatine. A pre-workout. I would also take creatine.
Some pre-workouts have creatine too, so that's dangerous.
Do.
That's just,
yeah, they gotta do. Be careful. But on the label. Me, what I would do is I would do pre-workout, and then I would take creatine before I worked out.
Jesus.
And then I would. This is okay, but this is back then when I was dumb as shit and I didn't know shit.
But you also didn't stretch.
I still don't stretch.
That's nah. Yeah.
I still don't stretch. But sometimes I'll get into a routine once in a while, but then I'm like,
I'm like a yoga instructor when I'm stretching, except for the split. I try not to do the split.
So the most hardest workout I have done ever was yoga.
Well, yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, I was sweating so damn much. I was like, holy shit. Like, that's damn.
Stay away from me. Like, that's gross.
Yeah, I was like, that shit sucks. How can Joe Rogan do hot yoga, though?
Dude,
like,
I'll tell you one thing right now. One thing that people don't think about when they do yoga or they sign up for a class is a lot of people relax in there. You know what the problem is when someone relaxes?
Your coach is going to go to it. Go say it.
Go ahead.
It.
No, say
no,
it.
No, no, no. You say
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no. You say it.
No.
You say it.
Please.
No, no.
Say it. I'm going to force you to say it. Dude. Say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Some people relax so much. Look, you're saying it. I see your lips moving. Go ahead. Just say it.
No, say it.
Somebody out there knows. Somebody, I bet you a few of these people at least have been to a yoga class. Y'all fart, dude. Y'all let the gas out so bad. And the worst thing about it is that they're trained to be serious and to be like in one with their spirit and their cha and their chakra or whatever, their chi. And they refuse to acknowledge the fact that someone just farted next to them. Dude, if you're new to this and you're not used to it, it's hard to hide your facial expressions, you know? Because they're like getting offended that you're getting like disgusted.
You're that person that's just right there just giggling?
Yeah. No, I'm like, dude, what the hell, dude? It's in my face. Like, come on, man. Like, that's gross.
You're like, and plus you need to eat more. Dude, more protein in your life.
No, and then most of them are like vegetarian or vegan, so they eat broccoli and stuff, so you can smell it. Like, there's a different stench. It's a pungent stench when someone eats healthy foods because they're cleansing their body, but they're cleansing it by throwing it in your face. You know, it's disgusting. It smells like, horrible.
No particles.
No way, dude. But you're stretching, you're trying to hold a pose, and you just hear, you don't, maybe sometimes you don't, the worst one is when you don't even hear it. You just smell it, and you know where it came from, because, like, I don't want to say you're judging people. But I mean, if it smells like tacos, it could be anyone that ate it. But if the guy in front of you, I don't know, man. It smells. It's gross.
The next time you go to yoga class, like, and you hear somebody fart, go up to them and be like, where did you go to eat?
Nah, do you want to, like,
what did you eat? What did you have? I want it.
The psychopath, like, in me wants to, like, hold them right next to my ass and just, I want to fart in their face. Like, yeah, you want it? It's like, here you go. Back to you.
Like, did you ever watch wrestling?
What do you mean wrestling?
Like WWE, yeah.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Do you remember Rikishi?
Every kid that didn't have a father, needed a father figure, would be like into wrestling.
Did you ever watch, do you know who Rikishi is?
Rikishi, is that the guy with the hair, the long hair, the Hawaiian guy? He's like a sumo looking.
Yeah, the sumo guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, he was gross, dude.
And then when he farted in Booker T's face,
bro, I have not thought about that in years. Booker T, dude, you're bringing me back, bro. Those are the days.
Dude, I tried. I put on wrestling came on, and I'm all looking at everybody. I'm like, who the hell are you, all you people? And then I saw Randy Orton. I was like, holy shit, you're old.
Dude.
Like, damn, what happened? I remember Randy Orton was a new person that came in when I was watching wrestling.
You want to feel really old? You remember Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Half of those people are like 60.
That's true. It's so crazy to think
about.
And
you watch them, they're all young and cool, and you're like, wow. Like, I saw Seinfeld, and he was so young and handsome, and all the girls are like beautiful, and then he's like, you know, maybe not the best, but whatever. They're all talking, and then I see them now, and I'm like, dude, they're so old. But Larry David was older than him back then. He still looks the same.
The one thing that, like, always hits me so hard is the fact that when I listen to the bands that I listen to now, like, I'm all like, holy shit. Like, I'm like, you're 50. Yeah, like, bad, for instance, like Slipknot. If you guys watch any of like old school Slipknot live concerts, they're literally throwing themselves off the stage. They climb up the roofs, throw themselves off the roof. They're headbanging. They're freaking crazy as shit. You look at their live stuff now, they're more tamed, more calm. They still headbang.
They're going to church and they're like,
basically like Corey Taylor. He's like 40, almost 50. John Davis from Korn, same thing. Like, I'm like, dude, you guys need to stop aging. Like,
I like how you know these off the top of your head without even Googling it.
Are you Googling it?
Oh, no, I didn't. Look
it. Well, because like, I mean, it's so crazy to think about.
Okay, so that surrounds the topic that we want to talk about today. The idea of what is time.
Dun, dun, dun. Segue.
What's more important, time or space?
What about space, time?
No, you can't combine. That's a peanut butter and jelly. You got to eat one separate before you know which one's good. Like, you can't combine them until you eat them separately.
That's literally what you do. You just make a peanut butter sandwich and a jelly sandwich, and then you take a bite out of peanut butter and then bite out of the jelly.
Which power would you want to have? The power to move through space, like teleport, or just, you know, move, just control space or control time?
Control time.
I think because we talked about this before. Damn.
No, it's just, I would just.
Why time?
I like how, like, when you bring up something, like, we'll talk about it earlier.
No, because we
like,
talked about it before.
Yeah, but no, it would, my, either, if you asked me this question before I even talked about it, it would be time.
Okay.
Because the fact that you can have unlimited time at your disposal, that, what more can you want? Like, literally, like, you just have time. Like, you can pause time right now. You can go back in time. You go forward in time. You can, like, just, if you can manipulate time like that. Think about
it. So manipulating time is more important than manipulating space in your mind, into you.
Yes, because, I mean, like, okay, cool. I went to Mars.
What now? You can teleport to Mars.
Yeah, that's why. I went to Mars like that. Okay, like,
you can't breathe now.
Okay, Elon, you didn't build your Mars
space. Planet.
Yeah, you know, but if I did time, I can go back. I could go into the future and then go on Elon's rocket over there where they already had the colony built.
Yeah.
And then get bored and then go back and chill with Jesus.
His nicely shaped rocket.
That's Jeff Bezos' nicely shaped rocket.
That's a disgusting rocket.
Bro. No, that is.
That looks like his head on a pike or something. It's just like gross.
Bro, if you ever wanted, like, that is like the most ultimate, like, if a dude build a spaceship, that's how a dude will build a spaceship.
That's kind of.
And true. He builds the spaceship like that. Like,
yeah. Yeah, the engineer is like, here's how we wanted to design it. He's like, how about we remove this? And
how about we remove this, and
why don't we have
like,
a rocket?
Do you guys know how a mushroom looks like? How about we just do that?
Dude. Oh, never. Okay, look. So to the discussion of time and space.
Which one would you do?
Huh?
Which one would you do? Time or space?
Well, that's what I'm going to get to. So the reason why I even thought of the question in the first place is because I was watching The Boys season 3. My God, phenomenal, by the way. I know people don't like the blood and gore in a lot of places. Dude, one thing I'll tell you, well, I got distracted right now as I was talking about it, but there's so much butts. There's so many butts in season 3. Bro, like every shot, like you can do from the waist up, right? But they don't waste any time and they show you butts. Mostly guy butts. And I'm like, okay, I guess I know what's going on here because Daenerys had her turn back in Game of Thrones. So now all the guys get to show their butt. And it's really funny because it just seems kind of weird that they would choose to show that much, you know, nudity. Not that I have anything against it. Like, you want to tell your story and that's what fits, that's good. And it does seem to fit, but it's just kind of funny because, like, my girl's, like, watching it and she's like, oh, I really like this show. I'm like, I bet you like it. I need to do some squats. I get all insecure. I have to
right there. You're like,
I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. I start doing squats and I get a pump and I come back. I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm wearing shorts.
You all wearing her leggings?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hey, I just found something. I threw it on.
Whatever. I just threw it on. Whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever's on.
You know, Nacho Libre. Yeah.
Yes. You're just like on the door frame, looking back, going.
You're like, I'm trying to watch Dean here. Can you move? Yeah.
Oh, the Supernatural actor. What's his name? I forgot.
I keep on forgetting his name.
Plays Dean.
Jared? No. Is it Jared?
I don't know. But
is Jared
really
something?
Good.
I think the other, yeah.
Okay, so that concept of what power could you get, because they have this Compound V thing. From the last season, I'm not going to spoil anything on the new one, but in the last season, they had these blue chemicals that a lot of the supers were addicted to because it enhanced their power and, you know, whatever. So if you could drink something or, you know, enhance, I mean, steroids are technically that serum, but that make you into Homelander, but, or pops your heart, one of the two, if you don't take it right. If you could take something that would give you power, what power would it be? And we got into this discussion. And then
I'm going to just show you my power real quick because I can't say it.
What would it be? That's pretty weak power, bro. That's as far as you go. That's it, dude. That's it. That's not that cool. For those that are listening, he just drew something. That's pretty weak. You can get that now, bro. You can get that now.
No, you can't. You get scammed.
You hit the lottery, and then you go to a good doctor.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you, bro. It's just not.
No, I would. Okay, so are you asking the question of if you drink the Compound V and could have any power, what power would it be?
Yeah. What would it be?
Well, you still haven't answered me my space or time one, so you go.
Well, out of all the powers, I thought of, like, mind control, obviously, is my first thought. Speed, not the drug, but, like, the ability to run fast. All this stuff, and I was like, at the end of the day, I think time manipulation, like, complete control over time as much as possible, that would be the key.
I think, to me, if my top two would be time and brains.
Brains.
Be as smart, like be like the most smartest freaking person.
Well, you could do that with time.
You can, but then you not even if you, yes, like, you, if you can't retain the information.
Well, what's the point of having time control if you don't have the possibility?
Well,
to
let's put it this way: if you're extremely super smart, you can invent something that will stop time for you.
Maybe I don't know, man. I don't. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's how you would get to being able to control time, but
right.
Rick and Morty style, right? I think that's the way to win. Right? Because think about the fact that if every conversation you had, you said something wrong. Like if you say, hey, I really like you, would you want to date? She says, you guess. And you're like, okay, let's go back in time.
You slap her and you go back in time.
No, dude. You know how many assaults would happen, bro? Like, that's so bad. If everyone could control that. No, dude. No, but I mean, like, you could learn anything. You can have the perfect conversation every single time. You can, like, spend.
But after you said it, like, 500 times.
But then you would, okay, the suckiest thing is that you, if you weren't able to stay in that, like, time, you'd have to like go back to your, like, I don't know, I think it would be the best. Like, imagine, like, you had a whole history with the girl you love or the guy you love, and then you can go back in time and start with someone else or talk to the same person. You can basically live out all of the parallel versions of you with just one ability. You could work out and then go back in time to when you first met that person. Or you could
eat that pizza so many times.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in Rick and Morty, like you can relive that fart that you love so much.
You could go in, steal a bunch of pizzas, eat them, and then rewind time to back to the time before you even thought of that. And you're just like, all right, cool, I'm full. And then just walk off and do whatever. You know, like you could do so many things. You could stop any superhero. They try to kill you. You just stop time. Well, unless they actually get you.
Literally.
But I mean, you could...
But then again, that's kind of scary because if you think about it, something that's super fast gets to you before you can restart time.
Yeah. There's a scientific explanation or a theory to this where it was like reality would cease to matter because it wouldn't.
It wouldn't be a reality because
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. If you can manipulate time, you can manipulate your own reality.
Yeah.
Because the reality right now is what is and what would be.
Yes. Yes. You know, okay, a couple weeks ago we talked about, there was a quote, the quote itself is...
If it has an apple, it has a banana?
No, that's a different quote. I think you're confusing our episodes for sure.
Whoops.
That all existence that you see in front of you, all reality and existence is made up of your past, your present, and your imagination.
You can say 15% or more when you switch to Geico?
That's a good one, too.
I like that quote.
But if you have control over all these things, you have control over everything, like you said. I think that's one of the... I mean, none of us would really be able to do anything... Like this is this imagination until it becomes reality, until a robot, some of us be able to look at the fabric of time and bend it. This goes into the topic that people have been talking about on the internet. I mean, they always talk about it, the UFOs and stuff, because those things seem to be able to bend space. We don't know if it bends time. We don't know if they're real. We don't know if they're military weapons that they've been
I heard a theory that spacecraft, alien UFOs, bend, instead of bending space, they bend time. So, like, in other words, like, it usually takes them, like, you know, trillions of light years, whatever, to get from here to here. They just cut through that wormhole and, like, just go through time in order to get here. So, it's not necessarily the super speed. It's more time-based.
Yeah.
Which I kind of believe that more than I would super speed.
Yeah. I don't know. Super speed doesn't seem like you would be able to do that. It just means you move faster. But time manipulation means you manipulate time.
Right, but you manipulate time from going from the trillions of light years, or the light year, you go from that one light year in a second.
Yeah, but would that
affect, that's through time.
That's another thing. Would it affect you? If you could do that, would it be able to affect you only or the people around? Like, you hold someone's hand to take them with you? I don't think that would work.
I don't think it works like that. I think it's just you.
Yeah, you just throw up naked. You're like, oh, my clothes didn't come with me. Just
oh,
like,
no.
They all aged as I was, like, perfectly still. Right. That's not good. Then you have to design.
Oh, that's another thing, though.
What?
You move time, but you don't move yourself.
Maybe you could. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
So you're moving time, but you're in the same position you're at.
Dude.
Because now you're not moving through time. You're only manipulating time.
You want to feel something crazy? You want to think about something crazy that's related to this?
And I was going to say, if you could, like, not touch me like that when you said feel something crazy.
I was just touching your knee, buddy.
I know, but
it's... Oh, there goes my hand. No, just kidding. just kidding. Okay, so think about this.
You have extremely rough, smooth hands.
Well, I've been... So I think about this movie. This movie called Everything is Everywhere All at Once. Remember I talked to you about this before?
Do not remember, but sure.
It's a movie where the woman is trying to do her taxes, and then
It sounds like a movie I'd watch.
Bro, it's really good.
Oh, God, don't even get me started on taxes.
Dude, the problem is that the synopsis or the description of this synopsis?
When I want my girlfriend to be sexy, I just tell her to start filling out a W-2 form. God.
I bet you, dude. God, why couldn't you be a tax? What is a CIP, a CPL?
Do people really wear those green visors for tax accountants? Because I bought her one for that reason.
You got to wear some leather gloves whenever you do it. Like the ones you do on a steering wheel when you're like in a fancy car. But then you do that on Jetta, and you're just like, yeah, baby. It's like a Lamborghini on the inside. on the outside, Jetta. You go, beep, 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 beep. The car's barely moving. The movie Everything is Everywhere All at Once goes into what alternative universes and lifetimes and narrow that. It made me cry. I ain't going to lie, dude. I cried like a baby. I was trying not to, but there's some really emotional scenes in there that you don't really learn to appreciate the life you have. Whether it's bad, dude, it can be a really bad life. It can be, like, really bad. Right? But to the eyes of the person living it, it may suck, like, tremendously. Losing somebody, gaining somebody, not having anybody at all, being in your feelings, being out your feelings. But the movie makes you appreciate the things you have within your life, whether it's the fact that you're just breathing, or if you have somebody that loves you, how to appreciate them more. Because a lot of times when people get older, especially I think people that were born in the 90s, you're hitting that gap of time where you're like, did I make the right decisions? Did I waste time in my life? What would my life be? And I think that's why, like, time travel is, like, really popular with that age group. The young guys, like, don't care. Like, whatever, bro. I'm going to live forever. I'm like, okay. But when you get older, you're like, dude, how much time do I have to make my dreams a reality? How much time left do I have to do something useful? Sometimes you shouldn't even think about that, right? But that's what we sometimes spend time on. The movie covers, like, in this scenario, like, I'm spoiling it a little bit, I guess.
But how is that movie?
The movie just came out, like, a month ago, literally.
Really?
Yeah, it's really. It was in theaters for like 2 months, and it had a bunch of awards.
How does nobody heard about that movie?
Bro, it was like sleeper. I wasn't gonna watch it either because I thought it wasn't gonna be good, and I saw it. And it totally.
I was gonna say it's almost like Time Cop.
No, it's not like that. Well, there's fighting. It feels like Shaolin.
You remember Time Cop?
Yeah. So it's kind of. It's kind of. I put that Time Cop movie in the same place I put the Catwoman movie, where the cat's reviving her. Like, I'm just like, it's so absurd. I can't do it. I'll watch it, but I feel like I shouldn't. You know. So this movie,
you watch Catwoman for other reasons.
No, I wish it was for those reasons, but it's not.
No, you watch it because you're like, oh my God, that cat's breathing on her.
It was gross.
This is why you have a lot of cats.
She was eating tuna.
That's the most. Oh, I think we're getting into it again.
We're gonna get into it again. We talked about this so many times. We can't get into it. Don't get distracted. The movie Everything is Everywhere All at Once. When the time travel occurs, she was frustrated with her life, thinking that the man that she was with is a useless, like, weakling who's just, like, he's, like, listening to her. He's, like, obeying her everything. So she was, like, he's so beta. You know, like, she had that face, like, I don't care about him.
Right.
I sacrificed for this guy, and he doesn't appreciate it. Like, whatever. Like, that's what the movie kind of starts off as. You see her different realities where she's famous, where she's really cool. And, dude, I cried like a baby because the waterworks wouldn't stop because she learned to appreciate him. She learned to see him not as a weak person, but somebody who loved her so much that dealt with all the, like, her attitude.
Bro, I'm letting you know right now because my girlfriend's listening. This is why I leave my clothes on the floor so you can learn to appreciate the little things.
Well, he's the one that would pick it up. That's my point. Like, she would leave it everywhere and he would be her.
Because when I die and there's no more clothes on the floor, you are going to be happy and sad at the same time because you don't have to clean up anymore. But then you're going to be sad because you're not cleaning up anymore.
I think you can fix that pretty quickly by getting a dog. A dog will leave things you have to pick up all the time, dude.
No, she doesn't like dogs, so.
Maybe she'll get a iguana. Iguana leaves dump, too.
They got frogs.
Frogs poop. Animals poop, dude.
I'll show you my frogs.
Oh, my God. Okay, before we continue, another thing I just remembered. Bro, one thing I've noticed, it depends on the person, but in my household, in our household, in this household.
Oh, in my household?
In the household I live.
Oh, okay, so you're the dominant one, all right? What about your wife?
Well, I don't wear leather for nothing, buddy. All right? So in the house that I live in.
Is that why you watch Catwoman?
That's not why I watch Catwoman, although that's a pretty good plus, right? The little spikes. Dude, she got washed up in the sewer. Never. Okay. Let's hold on. We're getting distracted again. Catwoman is stupid.
And then she steals that diamond thing to make her nails. Oh, my God, bro.
Dude, she leaves all the clues behind, right?
Yeah.
And this guy shows up late, and he's looking at his copy cup, and he's like, wait a minute. The script says I should look at this all dramatically. Like, I don't know. I hated the acting in that movie. Okay, back to the point. There's roaches. We didn't have roaches, mind you. There was like one roach and it falls into like, I know this is gross. Some people are squirming. So hey, if you're sensitive to the idea of roaches and you feel them crawling in your ear and all over your body as you're hearing me talk about it, cover your ears, listen to something else and then come back.
Aren't their ears already? Oh no, they're not because they're not listening to headphones.
Well, maybe somebody's working out. Maybe somebody's just chilling at home working and they're listening.
If you work out with podcasts, you are a different kind of person.
That's what I do.
Yeah, you're weird though.
That's what I do. I listened to R&B before. I listened to like... I can't say R. Kelly. I listen to like...
you can't say R. Kelly.
I listen to other types of music as I was like doing deadlifts and squats and I was like, oh yeah, that's my jam, dude. I can't listen to heavier metal or anything.
It yeah, just, you're like right there. Me. You're like right there squatting and people are like, oh yeah, he listens to like heavy ass music. Look at what he's grunting. And in your head was like, I'm going right. I'm going right.
I got, what's his name? Trey Songz and they're playing. Neighbors know my name. And I'm like, yeah, they know my name. I'm just like doing deadlifts. Okay, no, so... The roaches.
It's just that big ass dude in the gym, dude. Like freaking like benching 500 pounds, and like in his head, everyone's like, "I'm a Barbie girl." You know?
There's nothing wrong with that song, all right. Besides the lyrics.
So okay, no, you know what? That's a story from another time. Anyways, keep on.
I kind of want to hear the story, but okay.
Oh no, okay.
The
fine.
Roaches. The roaches.
No. I'll tell you. Damn. I'm saying this. Oh no, it's girls want to have fun. All right. I was working security, right? Okay, I was working security, and they were having a quinceañera practice on the other side of me, bro. Uh-huh. For like 2 months. Hours on end,
yeah.
They were replaying that song over and over and over.
Somebody's dedicated fan. That's what he
is. Dude, I did not want to kill myself more than doing that.
Call the suicide prevention hotline if you ever feel like that. Don't joke with those kind of
things. Oh, yeah. I don't even think we can say that because you can't say that on YouTube because you get flagged.
Do you?
Yeah, you can't say.
Thanks a lot, man. Speech coach is on and you still don't listen to it.
You can't even say self-harm on YouTube.
What about harming yourself? Is that a workaround?
I guess
you shouldn't even joke about that because some people get really antsy about it.
I mean, it is what it is.
Comedy is not comedy. Comedy can hurt people. All right, dude. All right, chill. All right.
So I'm not going to get into it.
Dude,
but
Karen in South Park, Stan Marsh became Karen. Oh, all right. Yeah, we'll talk about it later. What were you saying?
Nah, you know what? No, because it's going down a rabbit hole. Okay. I'll tell you later.
So, speaking about killing. So this roach, right? This is weird.
Well, that's what you're talking about, huh?
So where you wash the dishes, right? This little basin or the God, what's it called? How did I forget this? Where you wash the plates,
the sink.
The sink. I said, why is it basin?
I don't know. What's wrong with you?
Carol Basson. That's good. So I was thinking about that. So where you wash, so the sink where you wash the plates.
How do you forget? No, first, how do you forget sink?
Well, I was thinking about sinking in emotions and I was like, no, don't think about that.
So, you're like, you know that thing right there where you, with the water?
All right. I'm never going to finish.
Okay, go
for it. The sink has two sinks, all right? One for washing dishes that are clean. One for putting the clean dishes and one
two bays,
side
yes.
for the dish. Okay. So on the one where the clean ones are, at the very bottom, once a bug gets in, it can't get out because there's nothing to grip on. And I hear a scream. And I was like, oh my God, I got to get out of this house. Somebody's robbing us. Like, I'm trying to, one of us has to survive to tell the story.
We needed a really good witness.
Yeah, I got to make the sacrifice. I can detail things better than her. I can tell the people what's going on. All right, I can tell the story. So as I'm getting ready to leave, she calls me over. I have my backpack, my emergency floodlights, and everything.
You had your gun, not to protect it from the robber, but to protect yourself from the wilderness.
You got to, bro. One of us has to live. We don't have kids. Some of us have to tell the story. The kids can't. The cats cannot talk. All right, trust me. I try to make them talk. They don't talk. Okay, so they don't snitch either. But anyways, so if that happens, I'm like, we got to find safety. I'm walking out. She tells me, come over here. I'm like, damn it. I'm going to go down with her. This is how it goes.
Shit.
Yeah. So I go to the kitchen.
But so close to getting out.
Yeah, dude. And she's like in the corner. Like, I bought
that electrical vehicle for a reason, so she wouldn't hear me driving away.
I can charge the floodlights and everything, dude. Like, it's so thought through. And I go into the kitchen. She's in the corner going, kill it. I'm like, you want me to be what? What do you want me to do? She's like, kill that thing. And I'm like, what is it? A lizard? Like, what are you pointing at? You know, PETA gets really offended whenever you do that. So I was like, what is it?
Y'all think about PETA.
I was thinking about the owls from Dumb and Dumber, how he kills it with like with the corkscrew from the campaign. So I go and I see, and it's a tiny little roach, right? Maybe she'll lie. And she'll say that it's like
one of those Madagascar and hissing cockroaches.
Yeah, it's as big as a cat. I'm like, it's not.
It was dragging the cat away.
Yeah, it's like making noises as it goes into the wall. So I go to the sink, and under everything, I see a roach, a small roach, and it's hiding. It's like scared out of his mind. If you could feel it, you know how Jerry's the mouse, right?
Yeah,
he has his heart popping out of his chest when he's like in the corner with his hands back. So that's how this roach looked. I grab all the things. I took it out of the sink. And she was like literally telling me, we're going to throw all these dishes out. I'm like, first of all, no, we're not. Second of all, he's just hungry. And I'm just like, she loves animals. She loves every living creature. And I'm like, why don't you love the, not bugs? I'm like, what are you? Their love stops at bugs for some reason. Even vegans, right? They'll kill all the bugs in a field so they can have vegetables. So I'm like, okay, buddy. You just like genocide these entire like species. Like in this
area. Really good in mankind, right?
I need my broccoli. Okay. I do Zumba twice a week. So I saw this roach and she's like, kill it. I'm like, can I just throw it outside? She's like, no, kill it. I'm like, okay. I become like her hitman, right? All of a sudden, she's like, not even paying me. She's telling me, kill it. And I want to see you
do
it.
The scene cuts, right? And then it goes back to you being freaking, what's up, Frank Castle from
Punisher?
They
want me to be Hannibal Lecter, bro. They want me to wear that like leather face mask.
Don't pretend you didn't want an excuse to wear it.
No.
Other than your normal wearing time, you wanted another excuse to wear it.
Well, I mean, there's costume parties for a reason. And then they get offended because you show up with blood all over. I'm like, dude, make up your mind. Is it a costume party or not? I'm like, what is it? So I went in there and I was going to grab it with my own fingers because I'm not afraid of them. You know, I'm bigger than it. I'm like, I'm just going to throw it outside. And she's like, no, I want to watch you kill it. And I'm like, you serial killer. I'm like, but I'm doing the dirty work. She doesn't want to get her hands dirty. I'm like, okay, this is like the kings back in the day.
She wants a reasonable denial. What is it called? Like, you know, when the United States government doesn't send out those people to
put me on the spot. I hate when you do this because I don't remember what it was.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? Is it possible?
If somebody knows, just keep it to yourself.
Possible. It's possible deniability. Something like that. Anyways.
Okay, whatever. So she wanted me to be like Hillary and Trump when they do crimes. So she wanted me to do it for her.
She wanted you to suicide that cockroach?
Yeah, exactly. She wanted me to go into Saddam Hussein.
She wanted you to Epstein?
Dude, listen to me. I grabbed this thing with a napkin. And I could see it like, please don't kill me. It was like, its face. It had emotions.
It's cockroach face had emotions.
Dude, it had emotions, bro. I'm telling you, I grabbed it. I looked into its eyes and his little hands were like, please. Like, I have kids. I have a family. Dude. It was like reaching towards me, like trying to hug me. Like, I'm sorry. I'll never do it again.
Daddy, no.
Exactly, dude. It was crying. And I was like, oh, no. Roach tears. Dude, that's the name of the horse from Witcher, the roach. That's his name. I was looking at this thing. I was like, I can't do it. And she's like, kill it. And she's like, kill it. And she's like a king. Like, yeah. putting your thumbs down like an emperor. Shit. Like, you need to kill it now.
You're like, I'm going to adopt him.
Every scene of every movie where someone was forced to kill someone played in my head. I was like, I don't want to do this, bro. Like, I really don't. Like, the guy from The Seven, from The Boys, where the guy was like, Homelander was like, kill him or you're out of the Seven. I felt like that. I felt like I had no option. I'm like, dude, I can't sleep on the couch again. I got to kill you, bro.
You're like, it's either stay married or stay this cockroach.
Dude, this roach. I swear it had emotions, bro. I swear it. I know how crazy it sounds, but I could see into his eyes little antennas moving in different directions. Like, please, trying to communicate that I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was just trying to find food. And I'm like, I know, bro. She should throw it out more often. I know. Like, it's not your fault, bro. She left it all for you. She left the temptation.
We built on your land.
Yes. Dude, I know. I felt so bad for this roach, dude. I felt like a connection. Like, we both are just, we're just, his wife probably sent him out to go look for food. Right.
She's like, our babies are hungry, please. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They're going to die. Go get something.
Bro, I felt like we connected on a different level. And then as soon as we connected, I would, I squeezed and I felt him pop. And I was like, oh, God. And I covered him up. Like, and I was like, you happy? You made
Jerry,
me in a murder.
No.
Yeah, his blood is on my fingers. Like, you made me kill him. And she's like, well, you shouldn't have left the food out. And it was her food, not mine. So I was like, okay, whatever.
Oh, shit.
So it doesn't end yet. It doesn't end yet. Trust me. So I kill it. Okay. A day passes. And sure enough, I have my security backpack ready to leave, my first aid kit. And again, I hear a scream. I'm like, all right, this time I'm leaving. I'm gone. This time for sure she's being murdered. Something's going on. And then, of course, she calls me over. I go to the kitchen, and she's like, could you believe it? I'm like, you just screamed for nothing, right? And she's like, no, another roach. And I'm like, oh, well, you kill it this time. She's like, no, you're going to kill it. I'm like, dude, I swear, if she had a knife in her hand, I would have been more scared of the roach than her, right? And she tells me, kill it. Like, I don't want to kill this roach. The last one had a family. And she's like, how do you know that? I'm like, how does it not have
he
a family?
He barely got promoted from his job.
He was like, oh, I'm going to go on a hike and get my kids some food. Like, dude, he was gone. I open it up, and it's a roach that looks like the other one.
Oh, my God. His twin.
Dude, oh I kid God. You not. It's like they had a search party, and this guy made it. Like, I think I found where Bob died. Like, he just, like, he's there. The same look on his face.
He was just searching because he was like, Bob wasn't coming home. Bro, like, he didn't know what was going on. He's like, I need to go find Bob.
This roach hurt more to me because after the events of the first one, I felt a connection to this one, too. And this one was struggling to get away from me. I kept trying to catch him, and he was, like, moving from side to side. And I'm like, poor guy.
He's like, I saw the last one. I buttered myself up.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. We have a guest. I'm going to go ahead and we'll pause the story on the roach.
Oh, do we
dude,
have a guest?
This roach, I feel so bad for it. All right. Dude, it was crazy. Wait, hold on. Let me finish the story there.
All right, go for it. Here we go.
Like, sorry, Richard. I'll get you on. I promise. Okay. So the roach, this second roach, dude, I felt like this one had an even tighter connection to our life. Like, he knew our home. He was like our friend. Like, I've been here since the beginning.
He's like, you guys, dude, haven't noticed it, but I've been eating dinner with you guys.
Yeah, dude. Like, I like the pizza you guys ate last week. Like, dude, like, this is horrible. Like, you guys fed our family for a week. I'm like, dude, I feel so bad. He was running around, and I felt like a murderer, dude. I had to grab him by the leg, drag him back.
He's clawing, like, the murder scenes, like, where he leaves the
yeah, I drag him across the sink, and he's like, no. And maybe I'm being more dramatic, because I did drag him slowly. But the point is,
you did it on purpose.
I was scared, dude. I was like, please give up, bro. Please just let it happen. And I'm like, dude, this brings back all the serial killer movies. Like, dude, I felt so bad, dude. I was like, oh, God, I don't want to do this. And then I wrap him, and you can feel his little fingers and tentacles, like, under the napkin, moving, like, please. Full of life, this guy. And I grab him. I'm like, he's younger than the other guy. He's younger, dude. And I think this guy is probably the son of the one before. He looked for his dad.
Oh, shit.
He's right in my church. He's like, I'm going to go look for my dad. I don't believe
he was the Avenger. He was trying to avenge his father's death.
He was trying to find him, bring him back to this family. And, of course, I pop him, too. And I felt bad.
You're literally making a whole generation.
Bro,
like,
3 days later, another roach. I think these roaches are all related. Every time one goes missing, one brave one goes, I'm going to go find my dad, and I'm going to prove that he wasn't crazy. And I kill him every time because she can't do it.
They're like, no, Mom, he didn't leave for cigarettes. Yeah. Okay, he's coming back.
He wasn't a deadbeat. He was trying to feed us, all right?
And she's I'll prove it to you.
He just never wanted to have kids. He wanted to live his life out there and party like another roach. But no, she couldn't be more wrong. These roaches were dedicated to their family, bro. I feel my heart goes out to them every time. And now I try
to have little graves in the back.
Bro, I should have done that. Like, I should have little tiny graves.
Next thing you know, you're calling the cops. You're like,
nah, the cops.
I need to confess
and put my hands out. Like, she made me kill it. Dude, they don't value life of roaches or little bugs the way that she does for other animals. I'm like, it's still a living creature. It still has feelings. It still has a family. It still, you know, it still takes care of their kids and everything. You know, how do you not appreciate that? But she just finds roaches disgusting. I do too, but I don't want to kill it.
But you make a connection with them.
Bro, if she finds a butterfly, she'll put it outside. If she finds any bug, she'll put it outside, except if it's a spider or a roach. Oh,
so it has to be pretty.
Dude, and the spider, the worst part is that she'll rip the legs off of him. I'm like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Like, that's worse than what I'm doing, dude.
With little tweezers, she's like, you can see like the little, they're
she's like, I'm trying. Yeah,
why
dude.
Is that like, it's like a little bed, right? And they're like, they're all tied down, like each.
She's head. Torturing each one.
Yeah, and that little thing where, you know, like you you do like the little little wheel and you're all pulling it to stretch them out.
Yeah, but she will never do that to a bird or to a squirrel, even though birds are assholes. Like, birds will do that to everyone. They'll poop on people's cars, on people's trophies. They don't care.
They'll poop on you.
But these roaches just want to clean up, dude. They just want to pick up your trash and leave.
Yeah.
That's literally all they want. And you don't want them there. And, like, you want them dead. I feel so bad. God. Creepy crawlies. I have a little bit more, but I'm going to wait. Okay. Our guest is Richard. I'm going to let you come on. I'm sorry, man, how long I took. I apologize for that. Man, these poor roaches, dude. I'm telling you, dude. I didn't mean to kill it like that.
You didn't mean to, but it's just the fact that your wife was like, it needs to happen.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, how are you, man?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you for waiting. I'm sorry about how long. Horrible story.
Fascinated by your fascination with cockroaches. We also have them here in South Africa. Nice big brown ones that seem to think they can walk through your home leisurely. The other day I tried to catch one. He's lucky I didn't catch him. Because he would have been, I don't care. I'm hunting down a new line. I like this, or otherwise I'll put something in hot water and boil it.
And
that goes for these. You get these geckos that come inside your. So I've killed three of them already this year, because they come inside your home. They cook on the oven. They cook in the basin. They'll cook on your toothbrush. And their food is disgusting because they eat other live prey.
You're not wrong. They're like the trashmen.
I don't know what they eat in my flat because there really isn't anything, but yet they've got these famous cooks that they put everywhere.
Man,
I can make a cup of coffee and there it is next to the fridge.
He just wanted to have a good, like, coffee conversation with you.
No, it's the poop. You never can find the lizard, but there's the poop. And it stinks.
Yeah, it does. It does. He's not lying.
It's horrible.
I mean, our poop stinks too. So, like, he's
just. Yeah, but they eat your poop. So do flies. I don't like flies, but I still I wouldn't want to kill it because I feel gross.
The little fly family?
Dude, I feel. They have families too, bro. I think of Bugs Life whenever I see those animals. That Bugs Life messed me up. Because I would kill these bugs without thinking
about
it.
Have you ever tried to go on back
that,
and
Toy
watch
Story
it?
Is the reason why I can't throw toys out either. Like, I feel bad about that. Because I'm like, dude, he's going to end up in the trash. He's going to cry. God. I know it's not true, but still, you know, bugs or something. Richard, if you had to, would you? So you have no problem exterminating bugs in your house, right?
No, I don't. It depends what it is. I don't mind spiders as long as it's one of the lesser poisonous ones. I'll leave a spider alone. As long as he doesn't come into my bed, that's fine. And we do have a spider that does love bed and clothing and stuff, and that's a sack spider. And it has necrotic poison, so if it bites you, the flesh in and around where the bite is starts to actually die off.
Is there a big pest problem in South Africa?
Yeah, they can be a problem.
Oh.
And they're a pretty aggressive spider, so they will bite you. I've seen one at the post boxes here where I live.
Oh.
And I took the envelope out of the post box, and there the thing was. It's just like, man, they're very hyper, and they're just, I said, well, actually, maybe it's better that you go in other directions and don't come on to me. So they bite.
You won't have any mercy on those poor things.
They actually do bite. You handle one of those spiders, you will actually get bitten.
And it's
whereas apparently, the widow spider doesn't fly, even though it's considered to be the most deadly.
It's an interesting subject.
I don't mind the creepy crawlies as long as they don't do any harm to me.
What's a safe way to exterminate bugs from a house without feeling bad?
Fire. Burn the whole house down.
Don't do that.
No, you could literally burn the whole house down, make it look like an accident, claim insurance money.
This is why you don't have the nuclear button on you, because you're horrible, dude.
There's one way to do it, and I will, like, for instance, we have, which I suppose you must have in the States, the centipede. The one with the funny little tail things on the back. Now, those are poisonous. It's not recommended that you get bitten. With those guys, I will chase it into a bottle, and then the next morning I'll take it outside and release it. But obviously make sure that I am dressed appropriately so that I don't get bitten.
Well, you have a lot of mercy for these things. That's good. That's good.
Because they are really... The one time I picked up one outside that had... It was in the grass. And I picked it up with a pair of pliers, with a long nose pliers. Jesus, did this thing get aggressive?
They do.
You just saw the fangs underneath the head come out and started to turn around. It was trying to zap me one.
Is he trying to bite or is he trying to scream? We'll never know.
But getting back to cockroaches, actually, do you know they're the most cleanest of anything? They're apparently scientifically one of the most cleanest creatures on earth.
You see, I wasn't crazy. Thank you, Richard. You are confirming what I just told him. I told him.
It sucks your wife does not listen to this podcast.
Dude, I'm telling you, that thing was screaming. That roach was screaming, bro. And normally people just kill him right away. I was trying to put him outside, and I was walking with him. I'm like, I'm going to let you go, buddy.
You're right there talking to him. You're like, oh, shit. It was, you just recreated Ozark. Like, Ben.
Oh, dude.
You took him out to the diner.
Dude, that was a Ben moment. It was for sure. I felt so bad because when you're the exterminator of a bug, dude, girls don't care. I mean, not everybody, but she did not care. She's like, kill it with fire, kill it with a rock. I don't care. Just get it done. I'm like, dude, how can you are such a, you are cartel right here. Like,
I want to see it suffer.
Oh, that was horrible. That poor thing. Richard, so what have you ever had an experience where, well, I guess you said that you wouldn't mind getting rid of it.
Yeah. Did you ever have an experience where the roach like looked at you with his dying eyes and said, Richard, no, please. I have a wife and kids.
No, he's normal. I'm crazy. That's why.
No. They say, please kill me as quickly as possible.
Oh, they want to die. Okay.
They want to die.
He's like,
even if they didn't want to die, I'll show them what death is. It won't be, it'll be called, you know, there's a song, Islands in the Stream?
Yeah.
It'll be called Islands in Death.
He's something like that.
And I mean, animals that come to me and need to be executed. I mean,
damn.
The only difference is I don't have the gurney to strap them to.
Oh.
I just put them in tissue paper and crush.
Yeah.
Gone.
You're doing a service because that's the way you do it. You give them a little coffee.
The guy doesn't have a chance.
Man, I felt so bad.
I mean, I don't make a habit of killing creatures unnecessarily. But if something's annoying, well, then it's going to get what's coming to
you. You existed? You're going to die.
Oh, my God.
You're
Oh, Richard, man, you're great, man. Thank you. I appreciate that honesty because I'm telling you, and everyone will say different things. But when it comes to bugs, people are afraid to admit that, you know, they kill them. I'm like, dude, it's what they do. But I just feel bad. I don't want to kill them.
I don't think they admit they feel bad for killing them. I just think you actually just get a connection with the bugs.
Dude, I feel bad for them, dude. I legit. And then I'm all in my feelings.
You literally play their whole story for them.
It's the soy milk that got me. I'm not going to lie.
Probably is.
Bro, I got that poor little bug.
There was one instance where actually, it was actually a spider. We have a wolf spider that is a species of spider in South Africa.
Oh, spiders is a different
story.
They
have no poison.
Eight-legged freaks, man.
But it was a female spider. And I actually felt quite privileged because she came into my flat and you could actually see under a magnifying glass that she had all her babies on her back.
Oh, single
mom. Thousands of these little babies were being carried on her back.
Oh, no.
And it was actually quite cool. Until eventually she got scared of me and then ran away, went under the door and was gone.
Oh, man.
So and that stage I was still doing my home item for the radio. So then I wrote an item about a spider. And the spider then eventually bites me on the hand. And then I make a promise to look after the spider that I was speaking to, or my character in the poem was speaking to, was sick. And I made a promise to look after all the daughters and
all the younglings,
the offspring and stuff like that. So it was quite a weird sort of item that I wrote, which was inspired by the spider that came into my life.
Well, thank you.
I've got 7 seconds.
I wanted to say thank you for sharing the spider of becoming an adopted father of these spiders.
Don't lie, Z. The reason why you wanted to pick up that roach was because deep down you wanted that roach to bite you and you could become Roach Man.
No, I wanted to. That's pretty cool. No, like the blue tick. No, I really wanted to put this animal outside and get him away from this murderous woman. Like, she wanted to kill them all, dude. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't put myself in that scenario where I would.
So talking about spiders, I don't know if you saw, but there was a reptile expo here at the fairgrounds.
Did you go to that?
Yeah, that's where I sent you the picture of my frogs.
I feel less bad about reptiles than I do about bugs.
No, I that's where I got my frogs. I got a tomato frog, and then I got a chubby frog. And now I have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 frogs.
Did they mate that quick?
No, it's just that I have different species. So I have 2 Pac-Man frogs, I got 3 poison dart frogs, I got a tomato frog, and then I got a chubby frog. But
can you crossbreed them?
Technically, you can, but because... like the Pac-Mans, yes. The chubby and the tomato, probably yes.
Why do they call them chubby?
They basically look chubby, but their real name is painted Asian frog or something like that. But
so offensive, both names,
right? But I guess that the correct term is called the term that they use, like, you know, they call them
bigger, fuller body.
Yeah. Let me show you. I'll show you the bigger chubby frog, and then you're going to see why they call them chubby frogs.
I thought you said choke frog for a moment there. I was like, what are you? I don't want to know.
Choke me.
It's the only words he speaks in English.
They don't rib it. They just say choke me.
Bro.
Can you tell why they call chubby frogs?
Let me see. You guys can Google this up. Oh, my God. Wait, is that Armenian? What is that? Yutsevelin Sarah. Oh, that's the person's name. My bad. Give me that thing. You sent me the wrong thing. Desert rain frog. Painted chubby frog. You know why frogs look like they look like they're cussing you out when you're looking at them? Don't they have that face like, what are you staring at, idiot? Like, they have this.
I mean, they kind of do. But anyways, I wanted to buy a tarantula so bad. So bad. I want one. I especially want the Mexican blue haired tarantulas. Holy shit, they're freaking beautiful. Like,
show me a picture of that Mexican blue-haired tarantula. I don't know if you guys... We're talking about bugs. We talked about time. We're going to go back to talk about time.
Are we?
We're taking a little deviated course because I think I told the story of how somebody made me murder a roach, and I felt horrible about it because I felt a connection to the roach. I really felt like the roach was crying, please don't kill me. It was like really, really emotionally invested in its life, and I felt that connection. I'm like, dude, he has kids. This thing, this roach has kids. This roach has a family. I can't just kill it. And then she was cold-hearted, and she was like, murder him now. It's like, you know, like,
president. Okay, I mixed up my terminology.
Palpatine.
So it's called a Mexican red-legged tarantula. I was thinking about the cobalt one, which the cobalt one is really nice, but it's not the Mexican one. This is the cobalt.
We're talking about bugs that you actually like. Whoa, dude. Get that out of my face. Like, that's gross. Why would you want that in
that's
your house?
That's the cobalt.
That's and a
this
demon,
is,
dude.
This is the Mexican red haired lady.
If you don't believe in spirits,
which
that
is
thing.
This one's beautiful too as well. Look at that one.
You just like hair, dude. What is these hairy, dude? This is so disgusting.
That's why I'm with my girlfriend.
Dude.
Good thing she's not listening right now.
Bro, what is with these? Why do you, okay, maybe they look cool, but why would you want, are they poisonous?
No. They'll bite the shit out of you, but no.
Will they take a chunk of human flesh and then develop a taste for it?
Maybe.
Will they grow stronger because of protein?
You know what? Honestly, the reason I like tarantulas so much is, like you said, Eight-Legged Freaks.
That movie?
Yeah.
I just do sci-fi.
Tell me to shut up. Oh. You shut up, punk.
Oh,
We're going to throw it down right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn, dude.
No.
Like your cell phone signal got disconnected. Oh, yeah. Just like someone pays your bill. Like, don't do it.
No, but, dude, like, the expo was really cool. Like, they had the chameleons there.
Wait. One moment. Before you talk about the chameleons and everything. When you say lizard expo.
Well, it was a reptile expo.
Oh, reptile expo. That's, you know what I think of?
Mm.
Like a latex or balloon expo.
Of course, you think about that.
There's a crew for everything. That might not be my crew, but go ahead.
So yeah.
There was lizards there? What?
There was lizards, tarantulas. There was turtles. It was actually pretty fun. Look at this one. Look at this guy. And he was only.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Only like $500.
Is that a stick? What is that?
It's a chameleon.
Oh, the blue one.
You're just looking at the stick. Instead of the blue lizard right there.
You said 500. I wouldn't imagine something that's 500 be that small.
They actually go pretty big. But.
How big do they get? Like the size of your arm?
Yeah. I roughly say like the size of my arm from like head elbow to toe.
I mean, elbow to fingertip.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I don't. Don't you have to feed? You have to murder other animals to keep that one alive too,
yes,
right?
You do.
You and have to get some roaches and give them to them.
These are my Pac-Mans.
That's some evil. Oh, that's cool.
I feel
that one looks like the Futurama frog, the one that
the hypnotoad.
Dude,
literally.
Does it ever like tell you things like murder somebody and you're like, huh?
Sometimes
it tries to like take control or something.
Sometimes and I'm like, horrible, not dude. Today, Satan, not today.
Just using the frog and he's like, damn it. Oh, no. Dude.
I lost us. Where are we at? Hold on.
Oh, those frogs, dude. I don't know, man. Bugs. I have a soft part for them, especially after Bug's Life and the ants movie. I really feel for them.
Have you gone back and watched A Bug's Life?
Dude, there's so many references to adults there.
No, and not only that, there's also the animation.
Male, the male ladybug when they were like, hey, what's up, baby? Hey, what are you eating? The Toronto Bug?
Oh, dude. Right? Just the animation now. It's like, what? Like, it's like, this looks steady the art pack.
It looks
then.
Like Call of Duty. It still holds up.
No,
Call of Duty has not changed their graphics.
A Bug's Life
is the same graphics.
It looks.
Have you seen the buildings of Call of Duty?
Have you seen how square that freaking ant's face is?
All the jaw of the grasshopper.
Yeah, like it's
or
just,
was it a?
It was the ant. No, it's like, well, both.
They're all has square chins.
Yeah, but
they're going
like,
for a design.
They almost look like Tomb Raider.
So that's what I was thinking of as I was putting this thing out of his misery. I was making it miserable because it was ready to leave. It was stuck in there. It was like, hello. Hello? My wife is like, what is there? I was like, oh, he's like trying to hide. He's like, oh, no, it's the her, the giant. The stories that they've told about her.
She's real. They have like tablets of her like bro, on her little.
There's something about if you want to meet somebody who has like who kills for a living, like you can find a butcher and then still find like humanity in them. But you find an exterminator. There's something weird about exterminators, bro. They really like enjoy their job. There's YouTubers, and again, I like YouTube, but there's this channel. All they do is they have rat-catching devices. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
This guy, he talks like there's no, like nothing wrong with what he's doing. He's like sitting there going, and this one caught the most right here. Where put a little butter, peanut butter. They like peanut
you
butter.
You know what, actually, like watching, I'm subscribed to this guy that like the shoots rats with like a BB gun, but like they do night hunting though, and it's really satisfying. Just
yeah.
Okay, and there's another one. I'm kind of
something's wrong with you.
Bro. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm not ashamed to admit it. But like I watched. Be. So he does pest control, right? So he does pest control, but basically, you literally and they're out in fields, right? So like you know in farmlands and all that right there.
Okay.
So basically, you cannot 100% eliminate the rat infestation there because you know they burrow on down the ground and everything there. So no matter what, and there plus there's like livestock, the feed and all that.
Damn, those rats are planning their rebellions. Like we got to band together, guys.
Right. So there's no way of 100% getting rid of all the rat infestation. Right. Yeah, I know you saw that too. Right. He was trying to talk to you.
He was like, "I love you. I heard what you said about the rat." Like, I'm with you, bro.
Don't bring your wife here anymore. I saw her last time.
Stupid.
She's right there
she
with
smashed my uncle.
She's like, she brought that pretty light that attracts me.
My great grandfather died to that thing.
So. Oh, what I was gonna say. You know why your girlfriend hates so much. Your wife hates so much roaches because it brings her back to her childhood memory of her grandma getting carried out with on roaches. They were like just carrying like
on roaches.
Yeah, like you know, like Like that joke on TVs, you know, where the ants carry away the thing, whatever.
Oh, that's like the meme from the African people, like dancing to that with the.
Yeah, literally. But it was roaches. It was roaches, like literally just carrying her away. And she's like, Grandma, no. Ever since there, she's been hating roaches.
That's an interesting theory there. I don't know how you came up with that theory.
Anyway, so yeah, this guy shot a rat with a 300 blackout. And I don't know if you've seen that cartridge before. It's like that big. And that thing blew up. It was, but he did it through night vision, so or heat vision. So
you know what's gross? What? If you want to be grossed out really quick, talking about rats, the New York rat, subway rat videos. Holy moly!
My girlfriend wants to go to New York so bad, and like I told her, the fact that there's like maybe 200 rats per every one person,
bro, for all the rat infestation that exists in New York, we have an infestation of like roaches.
That's no, I think there'd be more roaches than rats.
I know, because the roaches are cool. They just clean up. Like I said, they're just little garbage men, dude. You're just trying to kill them for doing their job. They're just trying to clean up. Hey, I left that. I'm gonna take it.
You're like, oh, you're not gonna finish that chicken right there. Oh, I'm just gonna. This is good. Oh, like oh, you did something new with your hair.
But the rats are smarter, so they're more dangerous. The rats can band together. But hey, guys,
did you see that that documentary of the fact that like. That rats have a society and like basically like if
they have hierarchies and everything.
Yeah, and also the fact that like if you try, this is why you can't exterminate rats. The fact that you put out a trap and it's a new thing to the rats, so
they
the rat
the young ones.
They'll send out the young ones to go test it out, and then like they die, and they're like, okay,
part of this gang. I'll do anything, bro. I want to join this gang. I'm like, all right, we'll go in there first,
right? And then it won't. So next thing they're like, okay, well, this looks like it's gonna kill me, so I'm not gonna go there anymore. So like they learn. That's why it's so hard to kill rats, because they learn.
Yeah, they have a hive mind almost. It's crazy.
That's why. Oh, have you seen that one guy on YouTube that he uses ferrets to rat extermination?
I don't follow anybody, and I'm not friends with anybody that has ferrets. There's a reason why. Okay.
Why?
There's weirdos. If you have a ferret out there, I'm sorry, but you're a little weird, man. Like, you're a little different.
So there's a person that was talking to his roaches.
That roach is talking to me. Right? He was talking to me first. I just responded. And my wife was like, stop talking to him. I'm like, but he loves. He's like, please.
You're all crying. You're like, yeah. No. I don't want to. Oh, it was basically like the scene from Lion King.
No, dude.
Where Scar and Simba.
Like, it was the house in the prairie where you had to shoot the dog. You're like, I don't want to shoot him. Like, he's my friend, dude. I just met him and I felt this connection. We're both beings just following orders. He has a queen that he follows, and I'm just like, I'm following mine too, man. It just might happen. Dude, another thing, cats are vicious, bro. Cats are vicious, bro.
That's why I don't like cats.
Look, man, we have another 10 minutes before. I'll promise. I won't keep everyone listening here. You guys can listen to the episode later. But, dude, kittens, right? People think they're so cute, which they are. But I saw this video. I saw this. What? Nah, you just got to show me. What? What is it? What? A roach?
A roach? Wait. Look at that one right there.
What? The way I say it?
Huh?
The way I say it? Or the?
No.
I got it. I don't think I got it, but it's okay. Listen, the cats, right? So there's this video of a meme that's going around with kittens. Yeah, there's kittens that this guy finds a kitten in the middle of the road, and he tries to save it. He goes, meh, and he grabs it from the back of its neck, picks it up, and goes, what's that little kitten? He's pointing at it with his camera. And then out of nowhere, like six or seven little other kittens jump out of the bush. Like they put him out as a trap, you know, because this guy is probably slow out of all the other cats. So they all jump out and they attack this guy's foot and they're all biting and scratching it. And he's like, oh. And there's like a cute little song that's playing. And I'm like, dude, do you know?
He looks back at his legs. It's all raw meat. Yeah, it's like bone.
Yeah. Dude, I was. Like,
so cute.
My girl saw this video and she was like, that's so cute. Look at these little kittens. They're all like trying to scratch him and bite him. And I'm like, do you not hear what you're saying? Like if these cats were like three times their size, this would be a murder. Like, this would be a murder scene. Like, these cats are not trying to be friends with them. They're trying to kill him. And they try to size him up. And they're trying to, like, bro. Like, some people don't understand how nature works. And roaches wouldn't do that unless they were, like, the size of a dog. Then it would smash his head in. Dude, like,
did you see the theory that roaches, insects were, like, the size of cars back in, like, prehistoric times?
Yeah, thank God we became the superior infestation on the planet.
But are we though?
Oh, we definitely are, bro. Like,
but no, but are we superior?
Have you seen Putin, bro, with that fake arm? Like, that's superior, bro. He'll kill any bug. I wouldn't. I feel bad for the bugs. He doesn't care. He sees Ukrainians as bugs. Like, it's just, I wouldn't do that, bro. I can't do that. I love the animals too much. The only animal that I
did. You just see my frogs eat hornworms.
See, that's another thing. You have lizards that have to hunt down their food. You can't just feed them powder. It gets weak. You have to throw a little live mouse.
Yeah, all the my dude, frogs eat live food.
Dude, the frogs eat mice. Dude, that's crazy.
My Pac-Man frog, you can feed them mice. They will eat it. The Pac-Man frogs, they call Pac-Man for a reason because they have a big ass mouth. And literally anything they could feed and they could put in their mouth, they will eat.
You have to be like a...
AKA other frogs and literally like anything.
Dude, you have to be like a soldier in war and be like, I can't talk to this little mice. He's like, thank you for saving me. Like, don't thank me, dude.
Oh, you know what? You're from Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, throw him in there, dude.
When you're talking to the... You make friends with the rat.
Oh, yeah, dude. See, that's what I mean. You can't do that, bro. You can't... You know what's more vicious than any of those things that you can own?
What?
Two things. One is a chicken or a rooster.
Right? We used to own chickens.
Dude, those are so aggressive.
Hell no. My chicken was like the best thing ever. He'd go so up to you. You'd be right there laying down. The chicken would go up to you and like literally like cuddle with you.
Yeah, he's a freaking dinosaur, bro. He'd really kill you.
Yeah, it's going to kill me.
He's cuddling next to you going, I'm going to size him up. The moment he stops breathing, I'm going to get his neck. He's just like, he's planning it all out. He's doing algebra in his head. Yeah, he's like watching your rotation like from your throat.
Did you see Florida has an infestation of chickens?
Do they?
Yeah.
That must be
Florida
delicious.
Literally has an infestation of chickens.
Delicious, bro. I bet you KFC wishes they were
Florida. You want to know how I know? Dirty jobs. Mike Rowe went out there to go basically catch for chickens, and there's an infestation of chickens.
It would be
there's an infestation of chickens and iguanas there.
Would it be FCL then? Florida chicken. Wait, KFC, right?
KFC.
F.
Come on.
C F.
Come on, you got it.
FCF. Florida chicken fried.
No, because it's Kentucky Florida, Fried Chicken.
Oh yeah, Florida fried chicken.
FFC.
Yeah, so damn it, dude. Why did it take me so long?
I don't know.
I'm thinking about the roaches.
You're thinking about the roach and how he hurt you. He devastated you.
So that's one. And then the two, a duck.
Oh, I used to have a duck also.
We talked about this, I think.
We did it.
I'm scared. But ducks.
That duck hated my girlfriend.
Dude, I'm less scared of
pit bulls. I kicked a duck one time and they like it tried going after me too.
Bro, ducks don't care, dude.
They don't.
Chihuahuas and ducks are like on the same breed. Like, I don't know. They don't care, dude. Even if they're outnumbered, outmatched, they'll keep going. They're like UFC fighters. Like, they're just
you bring little Conor McGregor ducks.
Yeah. Little tattoos on their chest. You're like, what?
Oh my God, with full beards and everything like that.
Get your animal to come here.
Talking in an Irish accent.
Dude, Irish ducks, bro.
Oh imagine, my God.
They have like their feathers all taken in a certain way. It has like a haircut. Like, you see their skin.
And just with that thought right there about Irish ducks. This was interesting conversation about pre-workouts.
Time, parallel universes.
Time, parallel universe, pre-workouts, the poor roaches that you had to murder.
Damn, dude. We'll talk about time next time. All right, guys. That was a short one, I think.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. Thank you, Richard, for being on the podcast, putting your thoughts into our conversation. Once again, guys, we are doing this through Wisdom. We have our, like I said before, we have our other podcast that we do where we do interviews and we actually not talk about roaches and their feelings.
Not as much.
If you guys want to check it out, it's called Preferences and References. Well, technically the name of our channel. Yeah, so you guys can go check it out on Spotify, Anchor, anywhere iTunes. Anywhere you guys do your
podcasting. Everywhere, even the ones you don't think exist.
Yeah, so if you guys like this conversation, then you won't like the other one, but check it out anyways.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys. Catch you guys on the next one. Thanks.
Bye.